And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Okay, so this is Akasha Shabakan. We're back again. We're going to do some more of the science of manifestation. We've got today's episode, and there'll be one more episode after this. Well, I really hope you're enjoying this stuff, because this is how you go about manifesting your reality, and how to change your reality if it's not the way that you like for it to be. It's all laid out right here. It's kind of a blueprint. If you follow it, you can create the reality of your choice at any time that you decide that this is not the reality that I like. Then change it. It's really that simple. All you have to do is make a choice. So, without further ado, let's get on with it. Like I said, there's one more episode to this science of manifestation. And we'll probably get that posted Friday, I would say. Again, this is something that I picked up off the internet, so, hey, you got to remember, the truth is out there. It is. You can find it if you'll look for it. This is what I keep trying to tell people. The truth is out there. So if you're holding on to some idiotic beliefs, go find out if they're true. Go find out if they're real. Because part of awakening is searching for the truth and finding the truth. And as you find more and more truth, you can get rid of a lot of these beliefs that were handed down to you by your parents and your grandparents and your teachers and your siblings and your classmates and your friends' parents. So with that hodgepodge of ideas, that's where you come up with what you consider to be your reality and your truth. And it doesn't have to be your truth. Go find the truth. Go find it. It's out there. It's pretty easy to find. You can find it. I know you can. Just go dig it up. Because the truth is out there.
This idea of all these ways of being that you have gotten used to over time, what does that all boil down to? What you believe. The blueprint of your reality. What you believe. How you define what is possible, that's what creates the experience you call physical reality. Because there is no physical reality. That's what physical reality is. There is no physical reality aside from what you define it to be. That's what physical reality is. So, when you are taught this is the definition that is truth, believe in nothing else, that's the reality you get. Why? Third law. When you finally realize that you are only creating that reality, or attracting it, more specifically, by the definition you are giving off, what you put out is what you get back by the definition, radiation, vibration, resonance, at the frequency you are resonating at. For every single belief has a different frequency. So, by the frequency you give off, that determines the experience you get back that then reinforces the belief that originally created that reality experience. And on. It escalates from there, until you break the chain by saying, wait a minute, I created this. I attracted this by what I believe is the strongest, most likely, most possible definition within my belief system. Well, Is that what I prefer to believe? Yes or no? No. Then what do I prefer to believe without judging the old definition? I prefer to believe this instead. Then as you recreate a new definition of what you now believe to be true and implement it into your belief system, personality structure, and behave as if you believe it. Critical point. Behave as if you believe it. Then, once again, as I have said before, you will see quite rapidly that belief, that definition of reality will be reflected back to you as the reality you are now capable of experiencing. Belief, emotion, behavior. These are the three keys of all manifestation. Belief is life, the blueprint of the house that you wish to build. Emotion, energy motion are the builders of the house that bring the blueprint into manifestation. That's why excitement is so important. That's why every emotion activates the strongest belief it is aligned to. So, if you have strong negative beliefs, what kind of emotion do you think you're going to get most strongly? Fear. Because that's what is going to activate those belief systems into manifestation, and that's what your behavior and your action is going to reflect. Fearful attitudes, fearful approaches, fearful expectations, and the whole gamut of tools that goes along with reinforcing the concept of fear. You can understand that there is the other side of the coin. That by having a positive creative belief system, then the idea of excitement or bliss comes into play, and that emotion will reinforce the manifestation of a whole new set of belief system definitional structures. Then the behavior, the action, that is like the building materials, and the quality of the building materials of the house that manifests. So, if you know your blueprint contains a line that doesn't belong there, and you know that your builders, your emotions, are not really into their job of building this house, and you know that the building materials, the behavior, and the actions and the thought processes are not really up to par, what kind of a house do you think you're going to get, and why should you be surprised when it crumbles to the ground? Go back to the blueprint. Find out where something doesn't align with who you know you are. Find the definition that doesn't work for you. Find out where you first bought into that definition. And most likely you will find for most of you, it is through no fault of their own, from your parents when you were growing up, in what they believed to be true and imparted to you telepathically, from before birth, by the time you are approximately 3 years of age. You are usually very rigidly locked into their belief system, because you know you had to accept their beliefs in order to survive. Because you recognize, these are the people that are going to take care of me. I'd better toe the line and find out what they believe in. Otherwise, they're not going to support me. So I will open up like a little innocent flower that I am and swallow every single thing they feed me hook, line and sinker. Oops, that didn't taste too good, but I better hold on to it, because if I don't, they're going to get awfully angry. They won't love me. You see where this all comes from. The idea, therefore, is no blame, but with unconditional love, to recognize that they did the best they could with the belief system they were spoon-fed with, and that the idea is now to understand that you have a choice. You have come to a point in transition at this time where you can realize that you can break the chain. You can allow yourself the opportunity to realize it is the product of your definition, and you can change that definition. You can change your upbringing, literally. You can change the past, literally, because everything stems from the present. You can therefore recreate yourself, quite literally. into a new persona, the new being, and allow the reflection of reality to be presented to that new person. That is representative of who it is you decide in this moment to be with your new definition. It's really as simple as that. But you have to go about doing it, and it starts with redefining all the things that you were taught to define, re-examining, looking at everything and saying, does this definition work for me, or what would I prefer as a new definition of this situation? Negative. Positive. What do I prefer? Let's begin with a couple of examples, so that you can understand exactly how this works. The idea to begin with would be the idea of habit. Most of you will define the concept of habit as something I can't seem to stop doing. No matter how hard I try, I just keep doing it. Over and over and over again. What's wrong with me? I can't stop. All right, fair enough, but you see, the only reason it seems to be so difficult is because of what you define a habit to be. I would like to take an opportunity now to share with you another definition of a habit. A habit is something you do that you don't know you're doing. Once you know you're doing it, you don't have it anymore. It's gone. If you appear to keep doing it, it's because for some reason you choose to. 2. Responsibility. Oh, no. Responsibility. You mean I have to take responsibility for the fact that I keep doing this. I can't just throw it off on the idea that it's a habit as an excuse. Nope. Not once you know you have the habit. It's like the idea of being outside of the forest. In order to know that you were in a forest, you have to be able to be outside of it in order to look back and say, oh, yes, that was a forest. Up until the moment I got out of it, it was just a bunch of trees, but now that I'm standing outside of it, I can't see it for what it was. It was a great and vast forest, and now that I can see it, that means I'm no longer in it. So when you know you have a habit, that doesn't mean that it's the beginning of the process of changing it. It means it's the end. You don't have it anymore. Now, if you keep doing it, it's because you have a definition of the habit that says, this is difficult. Now that I'm aware of it, I have to go through some lengthy process full of struggle and effort in order to divest myself of this horribly difficult behavior pattern. I know this is just going to take years and years and years. Well, ask yourself at that moment, what would you be getting out of it to allow it to take so long? How is it serving you to procrastinate at knowing that you don't have it anymore? That's where responsibility comes in. And again, in line with the idea of redefining things, take the negative definition off of responsibility. It doesn't mean blame, or it certainly doesn't have to be. It doesn't mean burden. It doesn't mean struggle if you don't want it to. Responsibility, the ability to respond. Period. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want the ability to respond to something? To be creative. To act. That's what responsibility is. Your ability to respond instead of react to these ideas. So, take responsibility. Demand responsibility. Insist on responsibility. Believe me, it's the most fun. When you take responsibility, you are at choice. You are self-empowered. You know you have the ability to choose. You are free to choose. That's freedom. That's self-empowerment. That is also effortless alignment with the unconditional love of the infinite. And by being yourself that way, that, as we already have illustrated, is how you perform the best service to everyone else. Because by being yourself, you then can share the gifts you have spontaneously, creatively, and thus everyone benefits by you just being you. So, look to those definitions. find out what they are, and recognize that by transforming those definitions when you hit upon the definition you had, and recognize it doesn't work for you and replace it with the definition that does, you will feel the change within you. Instantly, you will feel the revelation. You will feel the expansion. You will know you are a different you, and I mean that literally. You will be a different you because what you consider your personality to be, your persona, is, in a sense, nothing but a projection, a mask, the presentation of consciousness. Your personality is not literally who you are in total. Personality is constructed of those three things we talked about: belief, emotion, and the idea of action, behavior. And as you change any one of those three, you change the person that you are. Again, I mean literally, not metaphorically. No matter what you think you look like in the mirror, I still look the same. You are not the same person. The idea of appearing to have the same face is an illusion of continuity that you use as a form of convenience to guide you in the physical reality, but it doesn't mean you're actually the same person. And if you understand that when you make a change, when you make any change, if you understand you are really, 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 really not the same person, then do you understand what that means? It means that if you really, in the next moment, are not the same person that was there a moment ago, then the you are now doesn't have the same history. You have no more connection to anything that was connected to the person that was there a moment ago that you used to think you were. You are literally, at that moment, free to be whatever you define, all the way up and down the timeline. Because past and future come from the present. What you define in the present is what you are on all levels of experience. You change everything.